This is 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Hiplin. If the Arkansas Razorbacks are victorious in tonight's game in the College World Series, they'll win their first ever National Baseball Championship. With Game 2 in a three-game series against Oregon State set to begin at 6 o'clock, I'm joined by longtime sports writer Harry King with Whole Hog Sports. Hi, Harry.
Michael, how are you?
Good. Thank you for joining me.
Sure.
So what have you thought watching this series? How has the team played to expectations?
They've actually exceeded what I thought. I thought they would get to the College World Series, which they did. But yeah, you have to understand, it's almost 300 college baseball teams. Only 8 of them get to Omaha. Then it gets even more difficult, and Oregon State was actually the number 3 seed, and Florida was number 1 seed, and Arkansas beat Florida, eliminated them. The consistency, and they've had a lot of people produce. That's kind of the recipe for success.
Yeah, elaborate a little bit about that. What has been unique for the University of Arkansas to do so well, this year?
They've got a lot of young hitters. They've hit a lot of home runs, 90-something home runs, which is a lot in college baseball these days. They play 50-something games, and 2 of them were freshman All-American. 1 of them was a freshman All-American last year. They're all 3 right in the middle of the lineup. They've all got great power. And the Blaine Knight kid who pitched for them last night, who won the ballgame, is 14-0 and is not the hardest throwing, but he really competes well, and he makes the other team earn it. He doesn't give a bunch of free stuff. And then you throw in a couple of other people, good relief pitching. Golly, it's such a cliche to say they're well-balanced, but they really are well-balanced.
Well, this is only the second time that the Arkansas Razorbacks have made the finals. The other, I believe, was in 1979.
Correct.
Talk a little bit about the history of the baseball team.
Well, Norm DeBrine, who preceded Van Horn, and Van Horn, between them, have won almost 900 games over the 30-something years they were the two coaches. DeBrine used to have guys like Kevin McReynolds, who played in the major leagues, and people like that, and now Van Horn has continued the tradition of getting good players. Recruiting baseball is different than basketball and football. Baseball players can turn pro out of high school if they want to, and so somehow you have to convince them, okay, if you'll stay with us for 3 years, you're going to make a lot more money, you'll be a much better player, and he's done a great job of that.
Well, you mentioned the other sports, and we primarily hear about the Razorbacks when it comes to football and basketball. Where does baseball rank in the UA sports hierarchy?
You know, both the new football coach and the old basketball coach would be envious of where Arkansas baseball has risen to. It is a top 10 program now, which they'd like to achieve in football and basketball, and they are turning out great crowds. I think they had the biggest attendance in the country, average attendance 8,000, 9,000, and 10,000 people. I happen to go to a gym regularly, and 2 or 3 of those guys got in the car yesterday and drove up there without tickets, drove to Omaha, and they sent a text picture this evening. They're there. They got tickets. They're in the stands. They were excited. And these are guys that are 70 years old who are really fired up about baseball. Like I said, winning a national championship in baseball is as difficult as it is in basketball when you have so many teams. And I'm not sure there's not more parity in baseball than there is in any other sport.
Well, Game 2 in the College World Series begins at 6, and for those who weren't able to make it up to Omaha, Nebraska, it will be broadcast on ESPN. Finally, Harry, any predictions? Do you think the Razorbacks will win it tonight against Oregon State, or will this go to Game 3?
You know, I'm reluctant to make any prediction on baseball. All it takes is one good pitcher to shut you down. I think it'll be a wild scoring game. I know Oregon State's really good. I think Arkansas will wind up winning the series, whether it's tonight or tomorrow.
All right. Well, that's veteran sports writer Harry King. Thanks very much for talking with me.
You bet.
This is KUAR 89.1.